Last weekend, the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation announced that it had opened a new office in Japan, but it only made that announcement in Japan. Now, one lawmaker is questioning how the agency is spending its money and why. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more in Juneau.
Last week, the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation quietly opened a satellite office in Tokyo. They hired Nick Shiratori. He's a former employee of Mitsubishi subsidiary Diamond Gas Shipping, and he's been marketing the oil and gas industry since 1979. But they didn't announce the new office or Shiratori's appointment in Alaska.
Let me start off by saying this is not a new office. The state of Alaska for 36 years has had a representative in Japan.
That's Grace Jang. She's a spokesperson for Governor Bill Walker's office. She says that the governor's office has paid for a consultant in Japan for decades. What has changed is that the $130,000 budgeted for Shiratori's position and his $5,300 a month Tokyo office space will be paid for by the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation. His contract expires in June. Corporation spokesperson Rosetta Alcantara says Shiratori will be doing a mix of marketing and communication for the corporation.
So Mr. Shiratori has over 37 years of experience in the oil and gas industry. Certainly that comes with a large network of folks that he has contact with. And so we're hoping that he can help provide that connection for us.
The Gasline Corporation is tasked with managing Alaska's gasline projects. Among them is the massive Alaska LNG project that's expected to cost $45 to $65 billion to build. It would include an 800-mile pipeline to bring natural gas from the North Slope to Cook Inlet, where it could be compressed into a liquid form and then shipped to buyers. But the corporation hasn't yet taken control of the project, and it's still negotiating with its former partners, BP, ConocoPhillips, and Exxon, over a federal export permit and control of the land needed to build the project. Lawmakers had mixed responses to the news of the office in Japan. Representative David Guttenberg says he sees it as an asset to the state.
But I certainly think in the international markets where our products play, you have to have a presence.
The Fairbanks Democrat says the state has had offices and consultants in Asian countries for decades and that they play an important role in marketing natural resources. But Senator Kathy Geisel, a Republican from Anchorage, says she thinks the corporation is misspending the money the legislature appropriated to it.
We have no information about this Japanese office. At the same time, we're here in Juneau wondering how we're going to balance a budget, considering taxing citizens, reducing education funding, dealing with health care costs, and $100 million is sitting in the treasury of the AGDC, and we don't know what it's being used for. So there is huge, huge concern.
Geisel also says the corporation was not transparent in its decision to open the new office. She chairs the Senate Resources Committee and says she attends most of the corporation's board meetings. And unlike the board's much publicized decision to open a satellite office in Houston last year, the Tokyo office didn't get any public attention. Representatives from the Gasline Corporation are due in front of Geisel's committee next week, and she says there will be plenty of questions about how it spends its money. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.